A year ago at this time, Charles James II was exploding into the national consciousness. Maybe not that far. I'm taking it a little bit too far, but he was a breakout star on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, a little overstated, but in a football sense, and certainly in Texans land, Charles James was turning a lot of heads this time last year. Ultimately did not make the roster, but he would come back, and you know the rest of the story. This preseason, he's having a very productive campaign so far.
Charles James joins me now. The cornerback has just been making plays, whether it's been in practice, in camp, in games. Is there something different this year on defense with you as opposed to last? Not that you weren't making plays last year, but it just seems like it's happening more often this August.
For me, it's just trying to make the most of my opportunities. You know, I want to be known in this league, you know, not only as a special teams guy who take pride in that, but I take great pride in my defense and how I play defense and the things that I'm able to do. And I want to try to show, you know, that I can play defense. And, you know, for me, it's all about really helping the team win, though. So I'm really a team, you know, a team on guy. So, you know, those guys go out there and make plays, and, you know, I just try to feed off them.
Certainly it's a year in the system and knowing some things, but what else is different about it that's changed things for you?
I just think, man, it's the culture change. For us, you know, we want to be one of the top defenses in the league, so we care ourselves as such, you know, the way we come and prepare every day, the way we come to practice every day, and you know, obviously it transfers over to the game to where, you know, we're hitting all cylinders, and, you know, we have to all count on each other, whether it's D-line, linebackers, or us in the secondary. You know, we just got to all depend on each other, and we're holding ourselves to a high standard.
Especially so, we see that big shift from the first week against the 49ers to last Saturday night against the Saints. What was different for you guys as a whole?
I just think for us to be able to correct ourselves and basically, you know, find the things that we need to improve on. You know, some things we took from the San Fran game that we transferred over to the New Orleans Saints game, and we were able to improve upon and help make us better going throughout the week. So I think that just it was really all about our, you know, our way to prepare.
How about special teams, though? That's where you made your calling card known last year. You were excellent at that. What's the outlook this year? How are things different with Larry Izzo in charge?
You know, we have a great coach in Coach Izzo. Definitely a guy who I actually was with him when I was in New York my rookie year. And he's a very high-energy guy, high-intensity guy, takes pride in what he does. And for me, you know, I just can't help but feed off that. And the rest of the guys feed off of it as well. And I think he just brings a killer mentality to go down, knock the ball out. High return game. We got guys back there who can make plays, especially with a lot of speed. You know, guys like Braxton and Irvin and things like that. So it's going to be fun to watch our special teams this year.
Are we ever going to see you in the mix as a returner?
I'm not sure. You know, I've done it. I've done it in the league, like first year and I think second year, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I can sneak back there one time when Coach ain't looking.
I like it. It's a little cryptic, the answer. I also like the socks, as always. You're doing a fantastic job on the sock game. You got the Texans things there. What else can we look for this year sock-wise from you?
So, of course, I got my thing with Balotello.com, you know, with my own puzzle pieces and with my two latest socks that I had out. But I'm also coming out with a clothing line in the Texan store. It's going to be socks and hats. You know, especially made for, you know, us in Houston, H-Town, you know, but it's for everybody. We got for both male and female, different color socks, styles, things. I was very excited to do this because I wanted basically to see a part of me, like what I think about my mind when I see socks and stuff like that. So to be able to style things up, you know, and do things like that, it was awesome.
What was the deal with the puzzle pieces and the socks?
For me, so the puzzle pieces was basically based off the colors were the schools that I went to. Mandarin High School was orange and green. That was my high school. My college was Charleston Southern, which was blue and gold. And the Texans, which is red and blue. And, you know, we actually came up with another part doing with autism. And we came up with that, too. And we're actually trying to focus on getting that to a charity to where we can get back to a charity for that. So, you know, it was just a part of me. And those puzzles, you know, it's basically I treat it like how my life has went. My life has been a big puzzle. You know, pieces everywhere, but, you know, at some point it comes together.
I like it. I like it. First socks, then hats. What else are you going to conquer as far as the world domination by Charles James goes?
I don't know, man. Maybe I can throw some shirts in there. Man, I'm just trying to do a lot, man. I just want to do as much as I can, you know, in the time frame that I can. Man, I just try to really enjoy this thing. You know, like I said, I'm a genuine guy who just loves, you know, I love being alive and I love football. I love giving back because, you know, some point in my life, you know, I had people who give back to me and show me the right way, so it's only right for me to do the same.
We always love talking to you, Charles James. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
I know Charles James would want everybody to know that the game time has been moved to 3:25 for Sunday. Sunday's kick, Fox National Television, 3:25 kickoff.
Texans and Cardinals is going to be a good one. It's the third preseason game. It's the truest litmus test of what you have. Texans come out on top. We'll see you next time.